Here is an account of building a two-channel dimmer based on an 8-bit PIC12F683 microcontroller and parts from electrical junk. The project will be written in C using the SDCC compiler. A single encoder will be used to control the brightness levels, and pressing the encoder will toggle the bar being controlled at the time. The PWM will be realized programmatically on a timer and interrupt, as the PIC presented here has only one hardware channel for pulse generation, and my assumptions require at least two strips to be controlled. This topic is part of my series on PIC microcontrollers and the SDCC compiler. For other parts, please see the topics below. Part 1, Setting Up the Operating Environment. Part 2, Blink LED, I/O Pins, Digital Inputs and Outputs. Part 3, Oscillator Settings. Internal Oscillator, External Oscillator, Quartz Resonator, PLL. Part 4, Timers, Interrupt. Part 5, 7-segment display operation. Part 6, MM5450 LED display driver. Related topics about PIC12F, PIC12F68X and SDCC, tutorial, we create a simple dimmer, read catalog notes. Christmas WS2812 animations on PIC12F683. How many LEDs will 128 bytes of RAM handle? Introduction, this is another project on a tiny 8-bit, this time based on an encoder. I've already shown a dimmer in the past, so this time I decided to add such variety. In addition, my previous presentation was based on a micro-C, where some of the mechanisms are ready, and today I am creating from zero in SDCC. Maybe this will interest someone, but still a glimpse of the MCU used. 2048 bytes of flash for instructions and fixed data. 128 bytes of RAM for variables. That's not a lot of memory, but it should be enough for a dimmer. The worst thing is that we only have one PWM, and I want to handle two strips. I will undoubtedly implement the PWM programmatically, via GPIO operations. Part preparation. I try to base my builds on parts from electrical junk, so I started with my collection of selected circuit boards. A module from a car radio caught my eye. There is a display, a controller, and encoder. The controller is a PD6340A. I could not find its datasheet online, although I did find a diagram of the radio. It is connected to the main controller by some strange 2-pin protocol. I soldered the encoder using flux and braid. I apply flux to the solder, then press the braid to the solder with a hot tip. The braid collects the solder from the pads. Then I pull the component out, still helping myself with the soldering iron, as not all the binder will always collect. I then specified the encoder leads. Here we have the encoder proper, that is the infinite potentiometer, whose outputs are 3 pins, ground and 2 signals. I have whittled them down and added wires. An extra button, simply pressing the encoder short circuits the circuit. Effective encoder on oscilloscope. I pulled up both outputs, extreme legs of the encoder to the power supply via 10k ohm resistors. I connected the middle leg to ground. I connected the oscilloscope probes to the outputs. Let's observe what happens on them. Turning clockwise, the low state first appears on channel 1, yellow waveform. Turning left, the low state first appears on channel 2, blue waveform. If there is no movement, we still have a high state on both outputs. We already have a stopping point, it still needs to be detected. Let's assume that we sample fast enough. When there is no movement, both digital pins will return 11, but when movement starts, we get 10 or 01, depending on which way the encoder is turned. So many more of these states, as we have 2 pins, 2 bits, we have 2 to power 2, equals 4 possible states. Additionally, we want to examine the state before and after, so we have 2 snapshots of 2 bits each, for a total of 2 to the third, equals 8 possibilities. We decompose according to the oscilloscope transitions for the movement. Let's assume, to the right, 0B00 to 0B01, 0B01 to 0B11 to 0B10, to 0B10, to 0B00. Any other transition means movement in the opposite direction, except for no change.